A child that's born to an unmarried woman would be called a...
They say that they're out of wedlock, and some people used to use the word as bastard.
Now, your brother's son would be called your...
Nephew.
A child that's lost its father and mother is called...
Offering.
Now, a person that the court might appoint to look after an orphan would be called its...
Guardians.
Now, all the people related to you would be your...
Family.
Now, if you were talking about all of them, cousins and aunts and uncles and everything, you'd say that's all your...
Family.
Or
relatives.
Or you might say relatives.
Relatives. Because family, I think that would just mean your brothers and sister and mother and father, but when you go to your cousins and outside, I would say relatives.
Now, if there was somebody else named McCraw, and you might say, yes, she's got the same name as I do, but she's
not related to me.
Somebody that came to the door you had never seen before, you'd say that person was a...
Or a stranger.
And this next part is just for pronunciation in its names, and if you don't know what they are, I'll just tell you, just you say them for me. George Washington's wife was named Martha.
Martha.
There's a song that says, wait till the sun shines.
Nellie.
Hey, you knew that. Nobody ever knows that. A nickname for a little boy named William. Starts with a B, ends with a Y.
Bill.
Okay, if it's got a Y on the end, it would be...
Billy.
Right. The first book of the Gospel, the first book in the New Testament. Yeah, it's the first of the Gospel. There's Mark, Luke, and John, but the one that comes before that. Matthew.
First one is Matthew.
Right. A woman who conducts school would be called a...
Teacher or instructor. Which one is appropriate?
Well, I would probably say teacher, mm-hmm. but then people also, I tend to think of instructor. I don't know. Instructor, I think of more as somebody who's maybe teaching a skill like how to do auto mechanics.
Mm-hmm.
But then that's... if you knew somebody, a married woman whose last name was Cooper, you'd call her...
Coop.
And, well, if you were using a title with her name and...
Oh, Mrs. Cooper.
Right. This is a real old term, and I don't know if you know this. Talking about somebody who doesn't, like, say, a carpenter who isn't really very good at what he does, they sometimes used to call him Jackley.
Jackley.
You know that.
Right.
You've heard that.
Right. Yeah.
Have you heard it used in any other, in reference to any other profession or anything besides carpentry?
No. I sure have.
Not like a preacher or anything?
No.
Okay. That's it, though. You know it. Okay. What relation would my mother's sister be to me?
Your aunt.
This is another Bible thing. It's a name. Abraham's wife. I wouldn't know this.
I know it, but I can't think.
I'll give you another thing. There's some cakes and pies you can buy at the grocery store, and the last name is Lee, and the first name is... It's the same as Abraham's name. I'll just say it, and you tell me how you say Sarah.
Sarah.
Okay.
My religion teacher would shoot me.
You could be. No, I wouldn't have known that one. I wouldn't have known that one either.
Well, I've had it.
If your father had a brother by the name of John, you'd call him
Uncle John.
Right. And if he had one by the name of William, you'd call him
Uncle William.